This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Governor Eric Holcomb says after years of economic challenges, Northwest Indiana is poised for big things. In an extended interview with Inside Indiana Business and the IBJ, the governor said big projects like the South Shore Rail Line expansion and double tracking and an increase in population are among the reasons for his bullish attitude on the region.
So all of a sudden, what used to be double tracked up into Naperville and Wheaton is going across to Michigan City. First time in over a century that we've double tracked this thing. The Westlake Corridor expansion, I could go on and on and on, but the investments that we're making in partnership with their vision in Northwest Indiana is flat out exciting.
You can view the full 35-minute interview with the governor, where he also outlines the priorities his successor will face, at insideindianabusiness.com. A jury in the U.S. District Court in South Bend has awarded recreational vehicle manufacturer Forest River a $2 million judgment in its trademark infringement case against Elkhart County rival Intech Trailers. Forest River claimed Intech had infringed on the trademark for its Della Terra brand travel trailers. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch and Indiana State Department of Agriculture Director Don Lamb presented 59 farming families with the Hoosier Homestead Award on Friday. The recognition honors farms that have been owned by the same family for more than 100 years. We have the full list at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
An entrepreneur whose Evansville-based startup has developed an aeroponic smart garden appliance has been named to Forbes 30 Under 30 list in the manufacturing and industry category. Scott Massey is the co-founder and CEO of Anu, formerly known as GrowPod, which has created a dishwasher-sized appliance that uses aeroponic seed pods to grow produce inside the home. In an interview for an upcoming edition of IIB's Evansville Region Report newsletter, Massey said being named to the Forbes list was a complete surprise.
It is an honor, not just for myself, but for the city of Evansville, which I was born in and I proudly operate my business in. It's an honor for Purdue University, which gave me a fantastic mentorship experience that gave me needed discipline to become the person that I am. It's a victory for the state of Indiana, and I think it's something that we should all be extremely proud of, because there have been many people who've tried to do what we are doing from coast to coast in cities many times larger than that of Evansville, and they have essentially all failed in that endeavor, having raised incredible amounts of capital and talent. And they're very smart, good people, but they don't have what Indiana has. They don't have the world-leading agricultural technology experience that Purdue University has. They don't have the appliance history of manufacturing, engineering, design. They don't have the polymer plastics experience that Evansville and the broader Southern Indiana area leads the world in. It's a victory for everyone else, not just me. Me least of all.
University of Notre Dame researchers have sent brain cancer research to new heights aboard NASA's 30th SpaceX Commercial Resupply Services mission. Capitalizing on the microgravity environment aboard the International Space Station, Assistant Professor Meenal Dada, an affiliate of Notre Dame's Harper Cancer Research Institute, seeks new insight into human biology. The experiment will study glioblastoma, an aggressive and currently incurable brain cancer. The SpaceX Dragon cargo spacecraft lifted off from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station on Thursday, and it autonomously docked with the space station on Saturday. Garmon Construction President Paul Okeson is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.